Evacuations at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is a pivotal moment.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is prepared for whatever should happen between Russia and Ukraine. Non-essential staff at the U.S. Embassy have been told to leave.
Fox News has learned there are signals that a Russian invasion into Ukraine could happen in a day or two. However, Fox's Jackie Heinrich and Jennifer Griffin report there is no indication yet that Putin has made a final decision and that Russia may be running a disinformation campaign. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan did confirm that Putin could invade during the Olympics.
Fox's Matt Finn. Canadian truckers have been told to leave, but so far many are staying put on the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Canada to Detroit. Yesterday, Ontario's premier declared a state of emergency.
It is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
The truckers are protesting COVID-19 mandates. Hundreds of vehicles were stopped in their tracks in Paris. Police prevented them from entering the capital to take part in protests inspired by Canada's Freedom Convoy. More than 200 drivers were ticketed. Several police officers are hurt following a shootout in Arizona. Police in Phoenix say an officer was ambushed while approaching a home yesterday. Four more cops were hurt while rescuing a baby left outside the home by the suspect.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, the suspect identified as Morris Jones, and a woman inside the home both died. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Somebody who police say shouldn't have been behind the wheel of a school bus is facing charges in Florida. Police in Flagler County say when the driver showed up for work on Wednesday afternoon, a co-worker smelled alcohol. Supervisors were notified, but by then, the man had taken a bus and had picked up 40 students. He was eventually tracked down and arrested. Police say his blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit. No one was hurt. Cause and effect in the state of Utah. Officials say the country's strictest drunk driving law is helping to reduce traffic deaths.
Researchers at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say since Utah lowered the state's legal limit to 0.5% blood alcohol content 5 years ago, the number of drunken crashes and fatalities have fallen. The study found in 2019, the first full year with the law in effect, there were 248 fatalities, down from 281 deaths before the law was changed. Crashes per mile driven tumbled 19.8% from 2016 to 2019, and drunken driving arrests increased. It also shows drinking behavior change, with more than one in four people saying they made sure they had a designated driver or ride-hailing service available in 2019, compared to one in eight the previous year. Anna Wells, Fox News.
When you think of Mardi Gras, the city of New Orleans probably comes to mind and not Mobile, Alabama. That city, however, which calls itself the birthplace of Mardi Gras, started celebrating the event before New Orleans did. And last night, it kicked off the festivities with a parade. Health officials had urged participants to be careful in large crowds because of COVID-19, but many people have already stopped wearing masks and social distancing. The virus caused the parade to be canceled for the past 2 years. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.